Good morning to all our friendly podcast listeners. It's Wednesday, and you know what that means. It's time for Real Time Overview, and I'm your host, Michael Feenan. In the last episode of the Drunken UX podcast, we talked about the subject of restaurant websites. We spent some time discussing Google Quick Results and schema data for menus in particular. Now, one of our listeners followed up with us after that show aired to draw our attention to a new feature inside of Google My Business that lets site owners maintain their menu data with Google directly rather than relying on schema or third-party information being scraped in. Go by our website at drunkenux.com and scroll down to the blog section for the full update, including an example that the listener's company, Delta Systems, did for a restaurant they worked with. Accelerated mobile pages are the technology currently driving content carousels in mobile search results in Google, along with SEO value for mobile devices. AMP remains a somewhat controversial technology, with many of its benefits stemming from Google's use of the technology directly, rather than the technology itself being good. Ferdy Kristen has taken on some of this argument head-on in his blog post, AMP: The Missing Controversy. The article enumerates a number of the issues with AMP, from its break with HTML standards to control and design and overall performance and more. He goes into great detail, particularly on the performance aspect, and provides some great information to consider if you're debating whether or not to support AMP on your website. For aspiring devs out there, Zell Liu has written up a small guide on object-oriented programming in JavaScript at Scotch.io. It's a relatively high-level overview of building objects using JavaScript, but it can be a great starting place for many people or be a resource for a quick brush-up on the topic. Now let me reiterate, Zell's article is designed to just touch on some of the fundamentals, so if you want something deeper and more detailed, consider looking into something like Kyle Simpson's You Don't Know JS. It's available on GitHub or from O'Reilly, and we'll leave a link in the show notes. Everyone's favorite search and marketing consulting firm, Lunametrics, have dropped a new blog post reviewing the page value metric in Google Analytics. What they are looking at is drawing attention to a specific metric available in Google Analytics that lets you establish the value of pages of your site in dollars to help determine their importance in goal funnels. Where this can be really important for you is when you want to determine the early parts of a visit on your site that are leading to conversions. Analytics is very much about context, and it's not uncommon for highly trafficked pages to not actually be very valuable to your bottom line. The additional use of this metric can help you break those places down. Also, it never hurts to learn new ways to crunch the numbers on your website performance, so be sure to go check this one out. If you develop websites for use in the EU and are familiar with the cookie compliance regulations, you might stop by Smashing Magazine and brush up on GDPR. Their article, How GDPR Will Change the Way You Develop, covers EU privacy compliance under the General Data Protection Regulation. For those unfamiliar, GDPR is otherwise known as the Right to Be Forgotten rule. This allows users of your website to request that their history be erased from your records. Smashing Magazine goes to great lengths to cover the implications that GDPR poses to developers, and while I know legal compliance issues might not be the most dynamic topic of the day, they are incredibly important for a professional web developer to understand. As an aside, for WordPress developers out there, I've included a link in the episode notes to the thread over at the Make WordPress Core site about including tools natively to help with GDPR compliance in the future. Simo Ahava is back with Google Tag Manager tip number 73, checking for undefined values. He shows an example whereby you can use a trigger condition to evaluate whether the variable is returning a value of undefined without needing to use any additional custom JavaScript variables to get that value. It's actually a very novel approach that he uses in his example, and it's a process that isn't otherwise really documented anywhere. Go take a look and stick this process in your toolbox just in case that day comes when you'll need it. Not everything about web development lives in GitHub or Photoshop. Stephen Douglas at Usability Geek has written a how-to guide on writing a UX proposal. This is one of those more soft skill areas that web developers can benefit from if they take the time to learn a bit of this process. Not every company has the money or the resources to hire a dedicated user experience designer, so that role will routinely fall to more general developers and graphic designers. Don't look at this as a burden, though, but more of an opportunity to learn and showcase new skills and bring value to your company. Douglas's article does a nice job reviewing the value of UX proposals and offers a number of guidelines for what you should include in one and why. Finally on the day, a piece from Basecamp designer Jonas Downey at Signal vs. Noise. Downey explains how the act of testing your design work can be both freeing and incredibly productive to growing your process. We're not talking about pure conversion-based A/B tests, but rather the act of building an objective attitude to empower you to bend even the things about a design that you love most. The act of measuring and adjusting becomes less of a process and more of a tool to continue putting one foot in front of the other, rather than recycling conventions that feel safe. For Real Time Overview, I'm Michael Feenan, and thanks for listening. I hope you find these stories helpful, and if you want to learn more, all of the links, as always, are at our site. If you have an idea for an episode of the Drunken UX podcast or news that you think might be interesting for Real Time Overview, feel free to let us know. You can contact us via the forum at drunkenux.com or catch us on Slack or reach out on Facebook or Twitter at /drunkenux. Stay tuned, the next episode of the Drunken UX podcast is coming up soon, so be sure to hit those subscribe buttons.